Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing custom decks for outdoor relaxation and entertaining. Details at callmosby.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Let's not mince words. The Republican majority in the U.S. House is in serious peril next year. The president's party usually regresses during the midterm elections, and given that the GOP majority is the tiniest in recent memory, and there's a lot of uncertainty about the economy, Democrats have a great chance to take over the chamber in early 2027. But President Donald Trump and his Republican allies in so-called red states are hoping to buck this trend by literally changing the electoral playing field. He's pressuring Texas Republicans to redraw its congressional map ahead of next year's midterm elections. Here's what he said to reporters outside of the White House in mid-July.
Five. I think we get five. And there could be some other states. We're going to get another three or four or five in addition.
Missouri happens to be one of the states that Trump is pressuring to revamp its congressional lines. As of now, Missouri has six seats that lean toward Republicans and two that tilt heavily toward Democrats. One of those Democratic seats, the first congressional district in the St. Louis region, can't really change that much without potentially violating the Voting Rights Act. But Republicans do have the power to dramatically change the 5th congressional district, which Democrat Emanuel Cleaver of Kansas City has represented since 2005. And with control of Congress at stake, Republican Congressman Eric Burleson of Greene County told me Trump wants the Missouri legislature to redraw its map in a way that places Cleaver at a distinct political disadvantage.
I can confirm that the White House is pursuing it.
If Governor Kehoe calls a special session to pursue mid-decade redistricting, likely in September, it would be nearly unprecedented. States almost always redraw congressional lines after the completion of a census at the beginning of the decade. But rather than a sign of desperation and panic from Republicans or Trump, Burleson says this effort is more about just how close the battle for the U.S. House is expected to be next year.
I do think, seeing polling numbers, we probably, even if we don't change and don't redistrict, I think we will hold. But at the end of the day, it's such a thin majority. It's so thin that every seat is going to count, which is why. And that was the argument that was made when we were going through redistricting. And yet, I think the leadership at that time wanted to go a more safer route.
Here's a recap of what Burleson is talking about. Back in 2022, a number of conservative Missouri Republican lawmakers wanted to draw a congressional map that had seven solidly Republican districts and only one heavily Democratic one. They wanted to divide Kansas City into three districts, which, if done correctly, would make it very difficult for Cleaver to win re-election. But Burleson's GOP colleagues rejected that idea. They feared that targeting the 5th district would make Representatives Sam Graves and Mark Alford's seats more competitive. And Burleson also contends that GOP legislative leaders didn't want to go along with a plan that their bitter inter-party rivals, like then-Senators Bill Eigel and Bob Onder, championed.
They were risk-averse, and then I also think they just, the fact that you had the number one advocates for 7-1 were people that they couldn't stand, which I think that Missouri Senate had Bill Eigel derangement syndrome.
Just to be clear, Kansas City and its surrounding suburbs haven't gotten more red since 2022. So it's highly possible that if Republicans do go along with Trump's demands, they could actually make it easier for Democrats to retake the House if the 5th district remains in Democratic hands and either Graves or Alford gets swept out if 2026 is a catastrophically bad year for the GOP. But Trump is applying intense pressure for Missouri Republicans to pursue the redistricting special session. For instance, after House Speaker Pro Tem Chad Perkins expressed misgivings about redoing Missouri's map to the Missouri Independent, the Bowling Green Republican said he got a call directly from the White House.
So I was contacted by the White House liaison to state legislatures, right? And they told me it certainly was a priority for them for us to take a look at different maps and ask if we'd be willing to consider it. And I think it's more popular than I realized.
Unsurprisingly, the potential redistricting special session is not popular among Missouri Democrats at all. Senate Minority Leader Doug Beck says it's sadly notable that Republicans who argued against going after Cleaver in 2022 are likely to fall in line to avoid angering Trump. And the St. Louis County Democratic lawmaker added that the GOP is playing with fire, especially since Trump's popularity may be waning due to, among other things, his entanglement with deceased convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I've watched these guys spin on a dime anyway, you know what I mean, and change their mind on things when somebody tells them to do something. But I truly think what that is it's a blatant power grab by an administration, you know, that's Trump, that's desperate to deflect from their cover-up of the Epstein files.
Democrats don't have a ton of leverage to stop Republicans from redrawing the maps in a special session. But that doesn't mean that the Trump-led redistricting push is without risk. For one thing, legal observers are not sure a mid-decade redistricting gambit will withstand a judicial challenge. Jim Layton is a former Missouri Solicitor General who successfully defended the 2011 congressional map in court. He says there's a strong argument to be made that the Missouri Constitution only authorizes redistricting shortly after a census is complete.
I would expect that someone would challenge the map, saying that under our Constitution, there's only one chance after each census to create a new map.
And Layton says another problem for Republicans is that the Missouri Constitution requires districts to be, quote, as nearly as equal in population as may be, since the most recent population data that's not an estimate is from the early 2020s, Layton says it may be basically impossible for Republicans to prove they met that standard.
We don't have real census numbers other than from the decennial census every 10 years. Anything else is an estimate. But we know from those estimates that things have changed, that the numbers that we had are not the numbers that we would have today.
We should note that prior court cases upheld mid-decade redistricting efforts. And Republican State Senator Nick Schroer of St. Charles County says he expects any redraw will survive legal scrutiny. He also said that the population data used to create Missouri's map in 2022 wasn't necessarily an exact representation of the state's population.
When we're doing these maps in 2022, using the information from 2020, I can guarantee that people have died, people have moved, people have been born. So the numbers aren't accurate. You're utilizing the census numbers from 22 as a benchmark and a very good estimate.
Whatever ends up happening, some keen redistricting observers say what's occurring in Missouri and around the country could be indicative of something more profound about the state of American politics. Because remember when I said earlier that mid-decade redistricting was, quote, nearly unprecedented? Washington University law professor Travis Crum says there was a time when the practice was actually pretty common in the late 1800s.
And I think one of the things that's really an interesting parallel between today and the late 1800s is that both periods were ones of intense partisan polarization. And you would see state legislatures redraw in an attempt to get more partisan advantage. Sometimes it would work, sometimes it would backfire.
In some respects, Cleaver himself is arguably more concerned about what this redistricting push means for legislative governance than whether or not he remains in the House next year.
Someone over at the White House is seemingly committed to fomenting what I call national nastiness as a way of establishing a one-party rule in our country.
Cleaver also says he's upset that Trump has prompted Democratic states like California and Illinois to respond by creating maps that are even more slanted against Republicans. He added that voters will be the ultimate loser of this Trump-inspired redistricting arms race.
This is going to ignite a bloody mess in our country. We have enough of it, because I can tell you, because I've heard it all week long from people coming in saying, okay, they can do this if they want to. You know, we've got New Jersey and New York and Illinois and on and on and on, you know. And why would we, with intentionality, try to tear up our country more than it's already being torn?
Joining us now to give her perspective on how this redistricting fight could proceed in Jefferson City is State Senator Patty Lewis. Lewis represents Missouri's 7th Senatorial District, which takes in portions of Kansas City. Senator, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
What was your reaction when you first heard about this new push to redraw Missouri's congressional lines?
Well, my initial reaction, based on what was reported, that the majority party wasn't really interested in redrawing the maps, which, you know, put my mind at ease a little bit. And then, you know, fast forward with Trump's team calling leadership and this becoming more and more a reality, it's makes me outraged.
One of the things that I don't think has really been talked about in depth when the entire broader issue of mid-decade redistricting has kind of exploded over the last month is like how these districts are actually going to be functionally drawn. The latest population data is from like early 2020s, which has almost certainly changed in the last 4 or 5 years. How exactly are your colleagues going to draw new districts with outdated data, especially when these districts have to be as equal of population as possible?
Yeah, that's a good point. We know that Platte, Clay, and St. Charles County are the fastest growing counties in the state of Missouri. And without having accurate census data, I don't think there's any way to draw the maps fairly, you know, which could lead to congressional districts representing larger populations. And, you know, we want to continue one person, one vote. I think that, you know, this is just honestly ridiculous. And quite frankly, it's just a distraction because of the Trump agenda. It is so unpopular with his tariffs, the big ugly bill with Medicaid cuts. This is simply a distraction, and they know that they're so unpopular. Their only way to win in midterms is to gerrymander the congressional districts.
You've probably seen by now that Texas Democrats have responded to their congressional redistricting push by fleeing the state to deny the Texas House a quorum. I'm not really sure that could functionally work in Missouri, because I think if all the Republicans showed up, I think they would have a quorum. So given that this is likely going to happen in a special session, what sort of tactics can Democrats use to prevent something like this from happening, especially considering you all are pretty outnumbered in both chambers of the General Assembly?
Yeah, Jason, that's absolutely correct. We are a member of the super minority, so they, even if we don't show up, they have quorum and they can, you know, do whatever they want. I will be showing up. I've been in contact with Congressman Cleaver's office. I will do everything within my power to avoid this gerrymandered map from happening. However, we simply don't have the numbers. We're also dealing with the supermajority party, who has no problem moving to previous question as they did in the final day of session this past session.
You actually dovetailed nicely into my next question. Tensions were already running very high between Missouri Republicans and Missouri Democrats because they used that aforementioned parliamentary maneuver known as the previous question to cut off Democratic filibusters that sought to preserve voter-approved initiatives on paid sick leave and abortion rights. And, you know, some of your Democratic colleagues had already said that the 2026 session was going to be really difficult for Republicans because Democrats were planning to gum up the works procedurally. How would doing something like this add or exacerbate to what could be a very unproductive 2026 session because of the use of the previous question?
Yeah, I mean, we're still pretty upset about it. And I think, you know, I just want to highlight, you know, I've had many town halls and conversations. Just want to highlight how rare moving to previous question in the Senate is. For 148 years, from 1821 to 1969, the motion to move to previous question never happened. It has only been used 18 times since 1970 and hasn't been used for 5 years prior to May 14th. So it is rare. And on May 14th, as you said, they PQ'd us on initiative petitions twice, both on reproductive health care and earned sick time. You know, even though they have the supermajority, there's a lot of issues that require the Democrats' votes, like the budget. And I personally, as of right now, if they continue with gerrymandering their plan to gerrymander the maps, I have no desire to work with them.
And the other thing that's not being talked about much is just a few weeks ago, Republicans like Governor Kehoe needed Democrats to pass stadium subsidies in Kansas City during that recent special session. Would you see this type of push from Kehoe and other Republicans as a betrayal for Democratic cooperation from just a few weeks ago?
Yeah, absolutely. And I went into special session with an open mind because it was the governor's special session. I wanted to do what I could to, keep the sports teams here in Kansas City. In addition, I wanted more, additional funding for St. Louis disaster relief, the funding for MU cancer research, as well as funding for the mental health hospital here in my community. So, I'm pleased that we were able to get everything we wanted out of special session, plus the opportunity to be able to keep the teams here in the region. We were willing to work with the governor. Negotiations were directly with his office. But if they move forward with their attempt to gerrymander the congressional maps, it's going to be a challenging next session for sure.
One of your colleagues, Democratic State Senator Stephen Weber, told the Missouri Times' Scott Faughn that if Republicans go forward with this redrawing of the congressional map, that there is a real chance that there could be money and organizational power to put something on the ballot in 2026 that would give a bipartisan commission the power to redraw congressional maps in 2028. And when I heard that, I was like, this is actually really strong leverage to prevent Republicans from doing this, because a bipartisan commission would almost certainly create a map with two strongly Democratic seats and probably another Democratic seat in the St. Louis area where Ann Wagner currently represents. Do you think that some of your Republican colleagues may hear something like an initiative petition and actually think, hey, maybe this isn't a very good idea because it could be short-term gain and then really long-term pain.
Right, yeah. I think that I, you know, would definitely support a nonpartisan drawing of the map through an initiative petition, but I'm also hearing rumors that the attack on IP might be part of this special session as well. You know, they just want to make it virtually impossible for the voters to speak. You know, they constantly overturn the will of the voter. We just saw this past session. We've seen it in the past. So, you know, I just think that bottom line, you know, the Republicans under the Trump era are so extreme, whether they think this is a good idea or not, you know, it's looking like they're all just going to fall in line.
Do you think that Mark Alford's 4th congressional district and Sam Graves' 6th congressional district, if a lot of Democrats are added, do you think that they may face competitive elections and that could benefit your party long term by attracting a lot of Democratic money, organization, and enthusiasm in parts of the state that just frankly haven't been targeted because they're super safe Republican districts?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, this could backfire and it could, you know, end up getting more Democratic seats. I think the bottom line is that there's no need for this, whether we end up winning and it backfires on them. Voters get to decide elections, not political parties. And, you know, this is unprecedented to do this, you know, not following a census. So I think just, you know, I hope that the supermajority stands up to the president, does the right thing, and we don't go into special session and gerrymander the congressional maps.
State Senator Patty Lewis represents Missouri's 7th Senatorial District, which takes in portions of Kansas City. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.